You ever look up from the ramp on a clear day and catch a glint of gray moving fast, real fast across the sky? No contrail, just a shape and then a sound that catches up a second later. That's probably an F-16, and if you've ever watched one of those things light the afterburner on departure and thought, I wonder what that costs per mile? Well, I'm Tower. This is ADIS on Radio Hangar, and today we're going to answer that question. Because it turns out you can calculate miles per gallon on a fighter jet, and the number is exactly as absurd as you think it is. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, the F-16 Fighting Falcon, built by General Dynamics, now under the Lockheed Martin umbrella. First flight 1974, more than 4,600 built. It's the workhorse of the United States Air Force and about 24 other air forces around the world. Single engine, single seat in most variants, and powered by one Pratt and Whitney F-100 or General Electric F-110 turbofan, depending on the block. Now, here's where it gets interesting. For those of us who obsess over fuel flows, the F-16 carries about 7,000 pounds of fuel internally. That's roughly 1,000 gallons of JP-8. For reference, if you're flying a Cessna 172, your tanks hold about 56 gallons. So the Viper, that's what the pilots who fly call it, carries roughly 18 times your fuel load. And it burns through that fuel at a rate that would make your accountant weep. At cruise, and I mean a clean configuration, no external stores, no afterburner, just the jet humming along at altitude, the F-16 burns somewhere around 800 gallons per hour. 800? Your 172 burns maybe 8 or 9 gallons an hour in cruise. So the Viper is drinking fuel about 100 times faster than you are? Now, an afterburner, that number jumps dramatically. Full afterburner can push fuel consumption to around 28,000 pounds per hour. That's close to 4,000 gallons an hour. At that rate, you would drain the internal tanks in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes from full to empty with the burner lit. So let's do the math that Simple Flying laid out in their piece this week. If the F-16 cruises at roughly 500 miles per hour and burns 800 gallons per hour, you're looking at about 0.6 miles per gallon. 0.6, not 6, 0.6. Let me put that in perspective. Your pickup truck on the highway gets maybe 20 miles per gallon. A Prius gets 50. A Cessna 172 at cruise gets somewhere around 15 to 17 miles per gallon, which honestly is not bad for an airplane. The F-16 gets less than 1, and that's the clean cruise number. Start hanging external fuel tanks and weapons pylons on the jet, and the drag goes up, the fuel burn goes up. The miles per gallon goes down. In a combat configuration with a full weapons load, you could be looking at something closer to 0.4 miles per gallon. Now, before anyone says, well, that's terrible, we need to put it in context. Because efficiency in a fighter jet is not measured the same way we measure it in a Skyhawk or a 737. The F-16 was designed to do one thing extraordinarily well, convert jet fuel into kinetic energy and tactical advantage. It pulls 9 Gs, it flies at Mach 2, it can go from sitting on the ramp to 40,000 feet in about 2 minutes. That requires a staggering amount of energy, and energy comes from fuel. The real engineering achievement is that the F-16 does all of that on a single engine. The jet, it was designed to complement. The F-15 Eagle uses 2 Pratt and Whitney F-100s. The F-16 gets by with 1. That was a deliberate design choice from the lightweight fighter program in the early 70s. Colonel John Boyd and the so-called fighter mafia wanted a small, light, maneuverable jet that could be produced in quantity. The single-engine design was central to keeping weight and cost down. And compared to its peers, the Viper is actually relatively efficient. The F-15 burns about 1,500 gallons per hour at cruise on those two engines. The F-4 Phantom, the jet the F-16 largely replaced, was notorious for its fuel consumption. The F-14 Tomcat, with its twin engines and swing wings, was thirsty too. Here's another way to think about it. The F-16's combat radius, meaning how far it can fly out, do its mission, and come back, is about 340 nautical miles on internal fuel. That's not a lot. It's roughly the distance from Oklahoma City to Dallas. That's why aerial refueling exists. That's why you see those KC-135 tankers orbiting. The Viper needs gas frequently, and the whole logistics chain is built around that reality. For those of us in general aviation, there's actually a useful parallel here. We talk about fuel planning in terms of range and endurance all the time. The F-16 community does the same thing, just with much bigger numbers and much higher stakes. A Viper pilot is constantly managing fuel state. Bingo fuel, that's the minimum fuel needed to return to base, is always on the pilot's mind. Joker fuel is the advisory level above Bingo. It's fuel management at 450 knots instead of 120, but the principle is identical to what you and I do on every cross country. There's one more number worth mentioning. The cost, JP8, runs somewhere around $4 to $5 per gallon depending on the contract and location. At 800 gallons per hour, you're spending roughly $3,500 to $4,000 per hour just on fuel and cruise. An hour of Viper time, fully burdened, meaning fuel plus maintenance plus everything else, runs the Air Force somewhere around $25,000 to $27,000 per hour. Your $100 hamburger run is looking pretty economical right about now. The honest takeaway here is that miles per gallon is a fun metric to calculate for a fighter jet, but it's the wrong metric to judge it by. The F-16 was built to turn and burn literally, and it does that better than almost anything else flying today, 52 years after its first flight. The fact that it does it on a single engine with the fuel efficiency of a small apartment building is just part of the deal. Sources today from Simple Flying and Air Force cost and performance data. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Next time you see that gray shape overhead, just remember, every second it's up there, it's burning about a quarter gallon of jet fuel. Fly safe.